Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom!
Yeah!
Red Kingdom!
On Sunday, it is the AFC Championship game. Actually, both championship games, NFC and AFC. We will be carrying the AFC Championship this weekend between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. And joining us now is Danan Hughes, former receiver for the Chiefs and also the Chiefs radio analyst. You've heard him throughout the regular season here on KMOX, and Danan is with us now. How's it going, Mr. Hughes?
Let's go! Hit somebody in the mouth!
You're a receiver. You can't punch anybody in the mouth.
Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for this weekend, the clash of the Titans? Josh Allen trying to come in here and steal history. Are you guys ready over there in St. Louis?
Oh, we're ready, and you are never going to believe what Chris Ronji did last week, Danan. He went to a Bills bar.
Did he hit somebody in the mouth?
No!
Well, no.
Bills bar, Danan.
I went to the Bills bar in St. Louis.
And he was cheering for the Bills.
Uh-oh. I think we lost Danan.
This is why... This is why we can't get anywhere as a people. I don't think I've been any more disappointed in my life.
I didn't
Danan, go, Danan.
Danan, hold on.
I would never do
commercial?
That.
Amy, can we go to a commercial break?
Amy
right
doesn't
now?
Know what she's talking about. I did go to the Bills bar. I did not root for anybody.
Then why did you jump on the table?
No, but I did watch people at the Bills.
Oh, you broke a table too?
No, I did not.
What in the world?
Right, Danan?
No.
I can punch him in the face if you want.
Damn. Look, I watched.
Not in the face.
The mouth.
Not in the face, Amy. Hit him in the mouth.
The mouth.
Danan, I watched Buffalo Bills fans during halftime jump onto the card table. They would break it, and then somebody else would get up there. They'd fix the table. They'd break it again. It just was like a line for an amusement park ride. That's what they did.
So what he's saying is the Chiefs have got this one.
I did not say that. I don't know what's going to happen. Danan, what do you think is going to happen this weekend?
The Chiefs are going to win. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, heck, can we rewind back to that question? Can we edit this tape? Amy, can you ask that question again?
Wait, Ronja's question? Yes. Danan, what do you think is going to happen this weekend?
We're going to win. That's right. Was that hard?
It was not.
It was not that hard.
No.
Chiefs are going to win this game. We have goals to set history, not to break streaks, not to, you know, the Bills haven't been back to the Super Bowl since the 90s when they went four straight times and lost all four times. They beat us my rookie year. Hold on, let me go get my violin and play this while I'm saying all this. Nobody wants that. Like, we want history. The Chiefs Kingdom has been seeking history since last February. We stood on the podium in Vegas. Patrick Mahomes is mic'd up. He tells Chris Jones, you're not going anywhere as a free agent. We're going to run this back. Nobody's ever done it. And now we are on the cusp. We're on the cusp of history. And for everyone in St. Louis, that they better be cheering and rooting for the Chiefs. Break the tables after the game if you want, but it's got to be about the Chiefs all day Sunday. I'm ready to go, baby! Let's do this!
You've got a couple of days here. You got to keep this energy up.
Yeah.
You going to be able to?
I got some Tums and some Pepto-Bismol right next to me.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I actually, thinking about the game and thinking about what you said, trying to make history, right? We all know what that means, what that would mean to make history. I kind of feel like throwing up a few times. Like, you know, I feel it in my stomach that, like, I'm excited, but I also feel like throwing up a little. Well, is that how you feel then?
Well, let me expand that question.
Yes.
Because as a player, your feelings of nervousness, I would imagine, are different.
Don't make me go to that mindset right now.
Well, you're gonna have to. Cool. You're
don't
gonna have to
me
right
go
now.
To the play-
we need you.
Oh gosh,
we need you.
Need
so
you,
I feel like the Hulk. Don't make me angry. You remember the old Hulk show?
Yeah.
You don't like me when I'm angry?
Well, of course not.
Okay.
Of course, but you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to do it. You're going to put yourself in this place. So the difference between being having that nervous feeling as a player versus being a broadcaster up in the booth when you can't really do anything about anything because you're just, you know, you're observing the game like the rest of us. How is it different? How is it different to be a player versus being somebody who's watching the game?
Yeah, that's the biggest drawback to not being a player is that you have no physical capabilities of making noise. You have no physical capability to impact the game. All you can do is just sit and cheer, or I'm working, so I got to be professional on air. And it's difficult. And there have been times in the booth, Mitch Holtis will tell you, Dan Israel will tell you, where like it's like a light switch where I go in and out of darkness every once in a while in the booth. And that hadn't bode well for those guys that were within arm's distance of me, because I can get a little pushy. I can throw a little forearm here or there. And then I have to like bring myself back out of it and realize I'm in the booth. But when I was a player, like, I felt like a caged animal. Like, a lot of times, like, I felt like you got the pregame speeches. I was never a guy that really bought into pregame speeches. Like, I was already on tilt before we, like, warm-ups. Like, I didn't need – I love Marty Schottenheimer. I loved Hayden Fry. I love the coaches that I had throughout my life. But, like – I was like, I didn't need anything. I didn't need anybody else to talk to me. I didn't need a tap on my shoulder. I didn't need somebody to smack me in my helmet. I didn't need some great Newt Rockne pregame speech. Like, I just felt like somebody hurry up and like somebody grab the clock and spin the minutes ahead so I can get out of this cage and let's go. They said something about my mama. They kicked my dog. They spit on me. They did everything that I hated. And now I got to go make them pay. That's literally the mindset that I had every single game. I even fabricated stuff.
Oh, you're like Michael Jordan.
Feel like I hated them.
Oh, man. Uh-huh.
You were like Michael Jordan, just invent. And you played at the exact same time he was playing. So he was inventing things that people said about him to get pissed so he could go out and beat them.
Oh, yeah. Looks. You looked at me. You looked me up and down wrong. You disrespected me. You pushed me a little bit harder. Maybe you played after the whistle a little bit. And now, like, it's a vengeance for the rest of the game. And then after the game, like, I'll pull up in the parking lot by the buses, have some beers with the other team. Like, after the game, that was fine. But during the game, it was war. And this is going to be a big-time war. Like, it's a battle. Like I said, the Clash of the Titans. Josh Allen likely will be the MVP. I think there's some people that still think Lamar Jackson will be. I think Lamar Jackson definitely deserves it, but I feel like with Josh Allen beating him, even though it's supposed to be a regular season award, beating him, knocking him out of the playoffs, outplaying him in that game, I feel like he's probably going to get the nod for MVP. And now you have Patrick Mahomes going for history. You know, this is like John Elway. I think Josh Allen is kind of a John Elway prototype. He can make every throw on the field. He can run. He loves to have the ball in his hands to make the decisions. And, like, what more could you ask for? A script after going up to Western New York last year and beating them in a divisional round and them beating us again in the regular season. The matchup is 5-5 between these two teams in the last 10 instances, and Patrick Mahomes' success in the like this is a script. This is like an Oscar-worthy script. So yeah, I'm amped up, and I'm hoping the whole Chiefs Kingdom is amped up and not jumping through tables.
Well, Danan, I'll make this promise to you: I will not. Whatever happens this weekend, I will not be jumping into any tables and trying to break them. I promise you.
Yeah, don't go to that Bill's bar.
Yeah, come
on. Go get some like toasted ravioli and like what you guys have that over there, the Italian food. Go up on the hill.
Yeah, all right.
And get some Italian food. I'm a Jersey guy, so you know I love the Italian food. So get some, you know, ravioli, some chicken parm or something, and sit down, relax, cheer on the game. Get a nice cab. Right. Have a nice little wine there. You know.
Okay.
Pull yourself together is what he's saying,
All right, I'll pull myself together.
Pull yourself together before somebody hits you in the mouth.
Thank you, Danan.
Have a great weekend.
Danan Hughes, Chiefs radio analyst all season long. You've been hearing him on KMOX. He's the best, dude. We do have the AFC Championship game on this weekend. You'll be able to hear it here on KMOX.